Blackstone Publishing presents The Breaking by Daniel Green. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. To all the men and women who risk their lives every day so that we may live in relative peace, without them, we descend into darkness. Steele, West Virginia. A cool wind buffeted him. His body shook, muscles spasming involuntarily. He forced open his crusted eyes. The pale blue sky was outlined by 100 shades of green, red, and yellow leaves. Former counterterrorism agent Mark Steele blinked slowly. His eyelashes beat away the crust. His head screamed in pain. Gingerly, he shifted his weight to his elbows, the rocks digging into his arms. The dull pain paled compared to the battle raging in his skull. The world spun around him. Dizziness enveloped him, shrouding him inside a fog of pain. He leaned over on his side, dead leaves and gravel crunching under his body as he puked. Each small movement sent shooting pains throughout his muscles, in lightning spasms as if electrodes were strapped to his body. He finished retching and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand, trying to remember something. His eyes floated from trees to the roadway, back to the trees. Where am I? Steele eyed his surroundings suspiciously, knowing that they could betray him at any moment. The trees buddied up on one another, crowding the mountain parkway and conspiring to take it over, limb by root. The road itself was in need of serious repair. Divots decorated the asphalt, and it was chipped and broken along the edges. Steele's memory was clouded, like a thick fog had fallen upon him yet wouldn't let go. Faint thoughts danced on the outskirts of his mind. His mind wouldn't relinquish any of the secrets of why or how he found himself in a ditch on the side of a mountain. It was the worst kind of betrayal. It was a betrayal of the soul. It stole all purpose and value from its victim. His mind only allowed him to have crumbling pieces of consciousness that he could feel and touch. He knew it was cold because of his hair standing up on end. His mind was a begrudging enemy of oneself. It's late September. A rough fall crept upon the land, a thief stalking his rich summer victim. Where he grew up in Michigan, it was fall. Where he lived in Virginia, it was the end of summer. Here, on this mountain road, it was cold. The wind stung his skin, pricking goosebumps to pop up all over his exposed arms. Where are my clothes? Only a grungy tank top covered his torso and boxer briefs on his lower half. Steele crossed his arms over his chest. His skin was cool to the touch, and his tank top was filthy. He ran his fingers over a small piece of metal that lay on his chest, stuck to his chest hair. It was in the rough shape of a hammer, an old necklace with a long history. He rubbed the metal and felt stickiness in between his fingers. Blood? He lifted his head. No shirt, no pants. Wait, no gun, my duty weapon. Where is my SIG? Footsteps padded on the cement. Feet scraped along the gravelly surface, dragging along. Hazy figures in his vision became clear. Small forms grew larger. Despite Steele's throbbing brain, memories came back to him in a mad rush. He groaned as severe pain threatened to split his skull. The world had taken a 180-degree dive for the worse only weeks prior. The government had drawn a 2-7 offsuit and had played everyone like it had a royal flush. The virus had called their bluff. The government failed to halt the unknown disease, and it spread rampantly among the human population. The virus, some sort of variant of monkeypox, killed everyone infected, and in turn brought the dead back to life with only one purpose, to infect and feed on the living. Steele rose a hand to his head. His heart punished his cranium with every beat. His fingertips ran across crusted blood that had dried into his matted down blonde hair.
Ow!
He growled. Panic welled inside him as he gingerly felt the long gash that ran across his scalp, starting from his widow's peak to the back of his skull.
Oh my God! I am fucked up. How did this happen?
He mumbled to himself. His refuge, the Mount Eden Emergency Operations Facility, had fallen under a horde of dead flesh from the District of Columbia. His group had escaped on a Macon Airport mobile lounge west into West Virginia.
Appalachian Mountains. Where are Gwen, Mauser, and Joseph?
Heavy moaning drew his dazed attention. The calls of the infected were followed by footsteps that grew louder. Their footsteps were the sound